This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Aid workers said they struggled on Monday to distribute dwindling food to hundreds of thousands of Palestinians displaced by what Israel claims is a limited operation in Rafah. The two main crossings near the southern Gaza city have been closed for over a week. The UN says 360,000 Palestinians have fled Rafah over the past week out of 1.3 million who were sheltering there before the operation began. Most had already fled fighting elsewhere. Despite the recent uptick in cross-border bombardments between Israel and the Iran-backed Hezbollah militia in Lebanon, analysts say both foes may not want it to escalate, given their conflict, the tremendous cost to both countries. Dale Gavlik reports.
The United Nations World Food Program provides aid to more than 158,000 people in Lebanon who are affected by war, but warns that should conditions worsen, it cannot supply more. Lebanese authorities say there has been more than $1.5 billion in damages so far from cross-border hostilities. Israel's defense minister, Yoav Gallant, has warned that either a diplomatic agreement or a military solution was required for Israeli residents who have fled the border region to return home in the north. Dale Gavlak, VOA News.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and his cabinet ministers were heckled on Monday at Memorial Day ceremonies held in honor of fallen soldiers and Israeli civilian victims of hostilities. A person called Netanyahu garbage as he ended his speech. This is VOA News. Ukrainian officials and commanders say Russian troops are locked in intense battles with Ukrainian soldiers in the embattled town of Vovchansk and are pushing ahead with a ground offensive that opened a new front to put pressure on overstretched Ukrainian forces. Moscow's renewed northeast offensive, launched late last week, is the most significant border incursion since the full-scale invasion began. By Monday, only 200 to 300 residents remained inside, Vovchansk said Kharkiv's governor, as Russian forces closed in from three sides. Kazakhstan's former economy minister has been sentenced to 24 years in prison for murdering his wife. Reuters correspondent Olivia Zolino has more.
The widely watched trial, broadcast live over 7 weeks, was seen by some as a litmus test for the president's promise to strengthen women's rights. 44-year-old Kwandyk Bishimbaev was found guilty of torture and murder by the court. CCTV footage captured Bishimbaev arguing with his 31-year-old wife, Saltanat Nukanova, on the night she died. During the trial, separate footage showed Bishimbaev punching and kicking Nukanova before dragging her by her hair into a room where she later died. The trial has been widely regarded as an attempt by authorities to send a message that members of the elite are no longer above the law.
Reuters correspondent Olivia Zolino. Former U.S. President Donald Trump's hush money trial in New York enters its fourth week with Monday's witness testimony at the heart of the prosecution's charges against Trump. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
The infamous Access Hollywood tape is not allowed in Trump's hush money trial, but jurors are hearing about it from his former lawyer and fixer, Michael Cohen, who said he thought it would be catastrophic coming out ahead of the 2016 election. Jurors seemingly looked on with rapt attention. Cohen then testifying about how after that, Stormy Daniels was the next big thing. She's the woman who said she had a sexual encounter with Trump, which he denies. Cohen told jurors Trump's words were total disaster for the campaign. Women will hate me. Guys think it's cool. And that he wasn't thinking about his wife, Melania, when he wanted the story killed. It was all about the campaign. At court in Manhattan, I'm Julie Walker.
Fire experts and officials warned on Monday an intense wildfire could reach a town in western Canada this week. There are forecasts of strong winds that have fueled the out-of-control blaze approaching Fort Nelson, British Columbia. Thousands of people have evacuated. A local official says emergency crews are preparing for a quote-unquote last stand as dozens of remaining residents are urged to leave. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA.